I'm Andy Taylor. I'm the Senior Vice President and Chief Financial Officer of Peace River Citrus Products.
Your company has been in a major replanting program the last several years. Tell us how much you've replanted and about your faith in being able to get those trees to productivity.
Yeah, well, we've, in working with the Coca-Cola company, you know, Coke put in place a long-term contract to provide an incentive for growers to plant new trees, guaranteeing significant floor prices and market rises, very favorable pricing. And as a result of that, we have planted about 2,500 acres, and we've completed that planting. It's a brand new planting. Very excited about it. The trees have been in the ground, some of them as long as 18 months. Some of them have been planted here in the last few months. The grove looks great. We're spending a lot of money on it. We're trying to keep those psyllids out, and so far so good. So very excited there. And along with that, a number of our partners and suppliers have planted acreage as well. And as we work toward filling out the 12,500 acres that Coca-Cola has asked us to complete.
Where is your grove?
Our grove is located in Hardee County. We call it the Charlie Creek Grove. It's along Highway 17, and it's about a half hour north of our Arcadia plant and a half hour south of our Bartow plant.
One citrus commissioner at the Citrus Commission meeting called for looking into a federal marketing order. You got up and supported the need for more marketing dollars for Florida citrus products. Tell us about that.
Well, you know, I think back when I was on the commission back in 2000 to 2006, and, you know, when I was chairman for three of those years, we had budgets that were in the $60 to $70 million range, and we didn't have the attacks in the media. We didn't have the competition that we have today. And so I look at the group today, and you know they have half the resources and just an incredible challenge with consumers getting messaging about sugar and not getting messaging about the positives and the nutrition in orange juice. So it's a real challenge for us. And the thing that's concerning to us, and of course we're long-term players in this business, when you look at the Nielsen reports, you know, it's frightening. You know, the demand for orange juice is declining, and it's declining at a at an alarming rate. So if you're invested in the industry and you're in this thing for the long term, we've got to keep our markets because we're going to fix greening. We're going to solve this thing, and the industry is going to replant and come back. And we need our markets to be there. We've got to defend those markets. And now, in the meantime, there's more imports coming into the country. Those imports aren't contributing to the marketing effort. What we would like to do, Peace River, and I think supported, and we support Commissioner Horsberger's initiative, let's have a discussion among the industry with the commission involved and Mutual and the processors as statewide organizations. And let's involve the other regional grower organizations and figure out, is there a way through a federal marketing order to supplement the efforts of the department? Now, it might change the way things are done here at the Department of Citrus, and it might not change them very much. It depends on how the order is structured. But if we can tap into that money, we can enhance our marketing programs, get back to a full-scale national program, and hopefully keep our markets, get our markets back to growing again.
For Southeast AgNet, I'm Ernie Neff.